For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Chuck in Mount Airy. What's up, Chuck?
Welcome back, jackass.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
What you talking about?
What is that? Chuck, I thought you and I were buddies. I thought we were buddies, man.
That was aggressive.
Cut that.
I love you, man, but you like to leave and not tell people you're listening to the audience, man. I'm quite sick of it. You know what I mean? So next time you go on vacation, I'm going to know before you know.
Yeah, but I'm a get off the grid. I'm a get off the grid kind of guy. I'm an everybody leave me alone for a week kind of guy. Yeah.
But you can still let people know.
Or a week and a half.
I'll be out there. You don't have to tell people, you know what I mean, that you, where you're going. But you can tell people I could.
Not a word.
Yeah, I could tell you.
Not a word before departure.
Yeah, but Chuck,
and then not a week.
But Chuck,
either.
I could tell you, but then I'd have to kill you. I don't want to do that.
Yeah, I know. Well, I know. You don't have to tell me where you're going.
Can you imagine? Chuck, don't let him say that.
Do you know what he just said?
Like, he's threatening you.
All right, well,
like,
let's not dwell on that. I mean,
you...
It was. Let me put it this way, Chuck.
Let's have a box off between you and Chuck.
It was like John Chaney with John Calipari. He wasn't actually going to kill him, even though he said, I'll kill you.
Yeah,
it didn't actually mean murder.
Very
okay?
true.
Yeah, Joe would be committing suicide by trying to kill me.
All right, Chuck, what do you got on the Phillies or the Birds? Talk to me.
Well, listen, what I'm saying is the Phillies are done. Okay, I just want to let everybody know, and Ruben there, too. I know Ruben want to hold on. Phillies are done. You know, their pitching is not as deep as I thought they were. You know what I mean? They're Trey Turner's a stiff. You know, he's not worth the $300 million. He's not even the best shortstop on the team. You know what I mean? You know, the top or the manager, you know, he doesn't want to make adjustments. You know, and history shows that he's not going to make any adjustments come playoff time. You know, the Phillies are done.
Well, maybe he's learned from his mistakes while not making adjustments
maybe.
In playoff time.
But I will say, John,
I do think he's a pretty smart guy.
No, he is. But while on that trip, the thing I was bothered by the most was that JT did not get that at bat in the ninth inning.
Was that not insane?
I think Rhea, I need Rob Thompson to know.
To the side of
it's too close.
No, he is.
No,
JT, he just had surgery on the knee.
But John,
he's back.
Get the game. Win the game.
And they're being extra cautious. Win the game with him because he's 30 plus years old and our catcher who matters so much.
That's the reason.
Yes.
But what Rhea and I are saying is that's not a good enough reason. I mean, now listen.
Rhea would agree with me with this one. What? Trey Turner should have been benched. Okay? You don't do that. You ran that base out. You know what I mean? You're struggling. You run that base out. He should have sent the message. You should have benched Trey Turner.
All right, Chuck, give me an answer. A character from a school movie.
See, my thing real quick. They respected, you know, our guy, Charlie Manuel, because he was a player's coach. But he also ruled with an iron fist. And sometimes you need that, man. These guys don't respect Hop. I'm telling you, they don't respect
I don't know that to be true.
That is not true.
Yeah.
I will tell you unequivocally that is untrue.
But I will say this, Ruben. Okay. They're playing with fire on his job if they don't get their act together.
Well, I mean,
they are.
The players have to play. Okay, they're too talented not to play the kind of level of baseball that they're not. That they're
this is
not
a long.
Playing
this
right
is two
now.
Months now.
No doubt, and I will go back to what Chase Utley said to me when I was in L.A. He said, hey, this is a team that actually needed this. They needed it because they need some adversity and they need to get through it so that when it's time for them to really pick it up in September and October, that they'll be there and be able to do it. But they have to do it.
Yeah, they have to get it done.
All right, Chuck, I need a character from a school movie.
When you respect a man, you want to keep his job. Simple as that. They're going to play hard for him.
Give me a character, Chuck.
Scott Howard, Teen Wolf.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Love Teen Wolf.
That's funny. I would not have known his name, but...
Isn't that like your favorite movie?
No,
it's Joe Wechter's favorite movie.
I do like it.
It is Wechter's top dog.
Teen Wolf is a great, great, great movie. All right, I'll tell you what's not great. I want to play some audio from last night. There was no Phillies action, but in a roundabout way, there sort of was.
The pitch. Bounce to the right side. Daniel Hudson has it. And that's win number 70 for L.A., a star-powered series opening win.
And with that, ladies and gentlemen, you wake up to a Phillies team that is no longer holding the best record in the National League.
And they got Mookie back.
I mean, and they have a ton, I'm talking about L.A., a ton of talent. Yeah. I mean, you heard it in the guys, you know, whoever that announcer is. I mean, he's saying stars studded. Like, yeah, they got stars.
Yeah, but their pitching's light.
Well, you know what they got, Ruben?
They're light.
They got a better record right now. And the and the Milwaukee Brewers, who lost last night, which is good, are only two games back of the Phils. And I'm telling you, that's the doomsday scenario. And John, I'm not predicting it's going to happen. What I'm saying is, let's understand here, as we sit here in the middle of August now, let's understand the stakes. I mean, the stakes are the Phillies are playing with fire where they might not get this bye. I mean, if the Brewers pass, and the Phillies don't get their act together, the Brewers will pass them.
I just keep waiting for them to turn it on, get their act in
gear.
John,
we're all waiting. We're all waiting.
But don't you expect that with this talent, it will happen? We have 44 games left.
I think the Phillies will finish with a better record than the Brewers, but I don't say that with conviction. I don't say with conviction that in October that they will hit, with consistency.
Well, you can't.
I have no idea what Ranger and Christopher Sanchez will give them come October. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
I'm positive it's a disaster if it falls apart and we don't have that buy.
I mean, how about Alvarado?
Like,
Hoffman gives up to Homer the other day. I'm still fine with Hoffman, okay? He's been great. Hasn't been as good the last whatever month.
Well, it's been like a couple outings for him that have been shaky.
But he's still in the big-time plus category. Is Alvarado...
Not right now, he's not.
He's in the big no category right now.
He's getting into, what was Soto's first name? What was that?
Gregory.
He's getting into Gregory Soto territory.
No, he's not.
Ruben,
no,
it's been a long time now.
No, he's not pitched as well, and his confidence is not there, and his mechanics aren't there, but I totally agree he needs to get better. There's no doubt.
All right, Ruben, let me ask you.
I don't trust him right now.
You can't.
Alvarado. I absolutely don't.
I don't think anybody does.
I like Strom, and he is someone that we can put more faith into. And look, remember, Kirkring has been spectacular.
Estevez,
when he mixes
Estevez
his fastball in there. Estevez was he's an all-star. Estevez is pitching some of his best baseball. Like, yeah, well, I know I don't trust Jose Alvarado, but Dave Dombrowski's done a nice job of giving some other options,
all right,
too.
Let's get to today's Twitter poll. We got two different questions of the day, both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. The all-new Chevrolet Traverse has arrived. Armin has them in stock. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. First poll question relates to the birds. We ask you, with this, you know, tremendous training camp and all that good stuff, are you convinced that Jalen Hurts is all the way back to being a great quarterback again? Yes or no? Second poll question. Ruben, give me an answer here on this one.
All right.
From your vantage point, second poll question, what worries you the most with the Phillies? Is it A, starting pitching, B, relief pitching, C, hitting, D?
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
E. Rob Thompson.
Starting pitching. Always starting pitching. Wow. It starts and ends with starting pitching. It's not been good, right? It's not consistent.
It was the primary reason why they were far and away the best team in baseball for 2 months.
And if everything else falls in line, I think. Right now you see guys pitching, you know, almost to the point where they feel like they have to give up zero runs to win a game.
Well, that speaks to the hitting.
Right, but it's all about the pitching. So if they keep the games tighter and they're more effective. You don't have Suarez. Suarez got to come bounce back. Because without Wheeler, Nola, and Suarez, which is what made them so darn good in the early part of the season.
And the last 2 Octobers.
Exactly.
Yep.
If those guys don't get to where they need to be, as far as physically and with performance, then that will be trouble.
All right, let's get to Drew. He's calling from Westchester. Drew, good morning.
Morning, folks. Welcome back, Joe.
Thanks, buddy.
There was a story that went viral recently. There was this guy on a flight who, like, he didn't watch a movie. He didn't sleep. His activity on the flight was he wrote down 650 athletes names on a piece of paper. Okay. So I just want to confirm that wasn't you.
No, but I did watch...
got a lot more than 650. Come on.
But I did watch parts of six different movies on the way back.
What are you talking about?
And one of the worst movies of all time is a famous movie. And I was out after about 25 minutes. 2001, A Space Odyssey. What a bunch of garbage.
Well, you watched it on an airplane. That's like the all-time see it in a movie theater type movie.
Where am I going to go get a movie?
No, my point is you may as well watch it on a real TV. That movie is amazing. You are crazy, dude. That movie is amazing. I actually just watched it like 4 months ago.
Listen,
it's amazing.
I watched Chasing Amy. That's good. I watched Straight Outta Compton. That's great.
Yes.
I watched Top Gun 1 and Top Gun 2. Enough said. Freaking 01, A Space Odyssey?
Yeah, you're wrong.
Just slam my head into a wall.
Joe, I thought it was incredibly boring also.
Horrendous. Now, I don't need 2 hours of Stanley Kubrick being a weird
guy.
But
you were a child. I was like 10, I saw it and I thought it was boring. I watched it like 4 months ago. It's amazing.
I'd rather watch The Eagles Collapse over again than 2001
A Space
Odyssey.
That movie is amazing.
I really feel like I need to watch this now.
Go for it.
You absolutely should.
I look forward to your report, John.
It's phenomenal.
It's horrendous.
I mean, we couldn't have more disparate reports here.
It feels like I need to check it out.
The vast majority
of
it's
so boring.
It's considered one of the great movies of all time.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.